Down south, all it takes to be a church are some stencils and a van. And my childhood was full of them. The Episcopal litanies of Sunday school, exercises, and genuflection. The Lowcountry Southern Baptist pit of hellfire and damnation hemming us inside the tent, while just outside flies buzzed above plattered chicken, slaw, and beans. Prophets profiteering in spoken tongues as the charismatic wailed and thrashed and shook their babel babble down. In dirt-floored shacks, fevered believers danced themselves into a frenzy, coiling snakes like copper bracelets dangling from their wrists, spit-cracked lips and boot-heel clog, the baseline itself almost enough to give you back your faith. Grape juice in Dixie cups, cardboard host, backwashed wine, this grit who'd been told to be still and learn was never any closer to God than when I stood at the back of that whitewashed clapboard AME I could only ever visit. The preacher pacing the worn strip of rug, pleading, "Help us, Lord, teach us how to love," sending testified ripples that washed over heads, nodding bobs on the waves of his words. The choir rocking, feet stomping, peace only to be found in the swing skirt of shimmy and the big-bellied voices booming it holy in the gospel of move and you shall know sway.